Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Maritime activity on the St. Philip Coast. On this day, August 6, in the year 1950, the Barbados Advocate published an article by John Perdue highlighting the maritime activity around the Crane and Sam Lord's Castle. Listeners might be interested in hearing that in the 1830s, the Crane, now known for its luxury resort, was an important port in the parish of St. Philip. A jetty had been placed in the bay to facilitate the safe anchorage of ships with supplies for the plantations. Moreover, a crane mounted on the cliff and lowered to the beach was also installed. Perdue suggested that the place name, the Crane, probably originated due to the installation of that cliffside crane. The Perdue article also brings into sharp focus the maritime activities of Samuel Hall Lord, born in Barbados in November 1788 into a family who owned Poole and Long Bay plantations. Legend has it that Sam Lord would hang lanterns in the coconut trees, quote, to mislead mariners who would take the swaying of the lanterns for the lights of ships anchored at the Crane, end quote. It is said that Sam Lord and his enslaved boatmen would come to the rescue of the distressed crew and passengers, but would also steal the cargo, which would be stored in the cellar of his house. It is also believed that much of the wealth gained to build the castle came from this means. The Perdue article also references the dangers of Cobbler's Rocks and some of its victims. One such ship was the Dutch vessel Snelheath, which was wrecked on March the 18th, 1857, claiming the life of the captain, his young son, and five crew members. The ship was on a journey from Brazil to the Dutch capital of Amsterdam. However, seven other seamen were saved by two brave Black St. Philip residents, namely Samuel Richard Seal and Thomas Gooding. 2 years later, in recognition of their bravery, King William III of the Netherlands, through the colonial government, granted silver medals to both Gooding and Seal. Despite the erection of the lighthouses at South Point in 1852 and Ragged Point in 1875, Cobbler's Rocks claimed other vessels. One of them, the Countess of Ripon, was wrecked near Skeets Bay on January 21st, 1886, carrying 502 Indians to Grenada and St. Vincent, most likely to work as indentured laborers. These Indians were rescued by the British warship HMS Wolverine and brought to Bridgetown, where they were housed at Marshall Hall in Hinks Street until arrangements could be made for their departure. The ship's bell was salvaged and kept for some time at the Barbados Turf Club, while the barometer had been displayed at the Museum of the Blackwood Screw Dock. One interesting story from the incident was that of Sarah Maynard of Mapp's Plantation, who breastfed an infant from the stricken vessel, saving his life. These episodes, carried in the Barbados Advocate on this day, August 6, 1950, remind us that while Carlisle Bay was the main port, much maritime activity occurred at the Crane and the infamous Cobbler's Rocks.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.